From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Cubans lined up in Havana's Revolution Square Monday to pay their last respects to Fidel Castro. Memorial services began early Monday after 21 gun salutes sounded simultaneously in the capital and in the eastern city of Santiago, where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The government has declared a 9-day period of mourning. The 90-year-old former communist dictator died Friday after a long illness. Former French Prime Minister François Fillon left his Paris home Monday to begin the first day of his presidential campaign as the nominee of the Republican Party. Fillon won Sunday's primary election, beating longtime rival Alain Juppé by a landslide. Juppé called for unity and calm after an unusually harsh campaign in which he accused Fillon of pandering to the anti-immigrant, anti-Islam far right. The incumbent president, socialist François Hollande, is expected to announce in the coming weeks whether he will seek re-election. The left will have its primary election in January. Observers say the race will eventually be between Fillon and far-right leader Marine Le Pen. France's presidential election will take place next April. Three cabinet ministers are calling on South African President Jacob Zuma to resign. Media reports say ministers of tourism, health, and public works made the call at a meeting of the ruling African National Congress. Mr. Zuma's time in office has been mired in numerous controversies and scandals. If you'd like to see more about that story and others, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Obama administration has expanded its authority to attack the Somali militant group al-Shabaab. Citing senior U.S. officials, the New York Times reported Monday the administration has deemed the al-Qaeda-linked militant group to be part of the conflict that Congress authorized against the perpetrators of the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. The move, the paper said, has some legal and foreign policy experts concerned that the administration is overexpanding its authority to cover counterterrorism operations in countries far from Afghanistan. The White House, major U.S. media outlets, and fact-checkers are debunking President-elect Donald Trump's claim that millions of people voted illegally in the November 8th election. In Twitter posts Sunday, Trump claimed he would have defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote if the tally had eliminated the ballots of millions of people who voted illegally. He did not offer any evidence for the claim. Major news media outlets, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Los Angeles Times, say Trump's claims were baseless. Election experts say there is scant evidence of vote fraud in the past election. Police in the Midwestern city of Columbus, Ohio, say at least 9 people were injured on the campus of Ohio State University when an attacker drove a vehicle into a crowd of pedestrians and then began stabbing them. The suspect was shot and killed by police. U.S. media are reporting that the suspect has been identified as a young man of Somali descent. Hospital officials say the 9 victims had non-life-threatening injuries. Ohio State University President Michael Drake said he would not speculate about the motive for the attack. There are nearly 60,000 students at Ohio State's main campus in Columbus. China's state news agency says police have detained 9 people in connection with the collapse last week of a cooling tower that killed 74 people. Xinhua said the board chairman of the Hebei Yi Neng engineering firm was among those arrested. China said last week 13 people had been detained. It was not immediately clear whether the 9 suspects in Monday's announcement were part of that total. A senior member of Liberia's largest political party, opposition political party, I should say, would neither confirm nor deny that party leader George Weah has held talks with former Liberian President Charles Taylor. Former United Nations investigator Alan White alleged that Weah met with the jailed former president in Britain. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.